Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela Lafrac. As we've been hearing this hour, Vermont is just 3 months away from the doors opening at retail cannabis stores. The state's busy handing out cultivation licenses to people who will make these products, make the products that people are going to buy in these stores. Tomorrow, more licenses will be available to the first manufacturing and wholesale operators in the state. Here to talk through these developments is Vermont's Cannabis Control Board Chair, James Pepper. He's one of the leaders of all this work that's going into the legal cannabis marketplace. James, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Michaela.
So your office just announced a big new hire yesterday. You have a new compliance director who's going to make sure that all of the licensed cannabis businesses follow all the state's regulations. Can you tell us a bit about this role and maybe some other major roles that are yet to be filled?
Sure. I'm happy to. So the hire that we announced yesterday is Kerry Jaguerre. He is really the kind of rock over at the Agency of Agriculture. I actually feel bad that we kind of pulled him away. But he is really kind of one of the original thought leaders on cannabis legalization in this state. When I first started thinking about cannabis policy, he was right there alongside me. He really has a focus on clean products, on the Vermont brand. He's really built the state testing lab for the cannabis quality program, which is our industrial hemp program. And he is just going to be such an asset to our team. He served on our advisory committee and essentially drafted the regulations around testing. And he's now going to be in charge of making sure that people comply with those regulations. We also have a director of licensing that we are about to announce, a deputy director of licensing. We have compliance enforcement staff, which will report to Kerry, and then just a few other kind of odds and ends positions that are going to help us kind of keep the cannabis board moving in the right direction.
Well, if you have questions for Vermont's Cannabis Control Board Chair James Pepper, give us a call, 800-639-2211. We already have a call in from Emery in Bellows Falls. Emery, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Michaela. I was wondering, is there any more information on lifting the cap for concentrates above 60% THC?
James?
Yes, thank you for the question. You know, this was a very important policy decision that our advisory committee weighed last summer, and we ultimately came down that you know, we need to lift this cap on high THC concentrates. And just to be clear, this is solid concentrates. This doesn't apply to things like vape cartridges or oils or tinctures. It's a 60% cap, THC cap on solid concentrates. And really, you know, the whole premise behind cannabis legalization is that prohibition does not eliminate the demand for a product, and that there's a net benefit to public health, public safety, to provide consumers a clean product. And we just don't know what's going into these illicit market high THC concentrates. And, you know, I hate to advertise for the illicit market, but it's easy to go on any social media site and have high THC concentrates delivered to your door anywhere in Vermont. And we made this case to the legislature. Ultimately, you know, I think the legislature came around to the idea that you know, we need to allow these, but they got hung up on exactly how do we regulate them. You know, should we have serving sizes? Should we have, you know, equivalent or transaction caps on how much you can purchase at a single time? And so they needed more information. And with all the other kind of things going on legislatively, they asked the Cannabis Board to write a report about how we would regulate these things. And so that's due in December, and I'm sure there will be a bill to do this. And so just, I guess, stay tuned for how that resolves.
Let's go now to Bradford in Brookfield. Bradford, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, I'd like to know how you go about getting a grower's license or application.
Thanks, Bradford. That's a straightforward question that I bet a lot of folks are still wondering. James Pepper with the Vermont Cannabis Control Board, are you still handing out those licenses?
Yes, absolutely. We do not have a cap on licenses like many other states do. If you apply and you can meet our minimum qualifications, then you will get a license in Vermont. And so to do that, the best way is to go to our website, ccb.vermont.gov. We have a section on the kind of left-hand side of the screen where you can just kind of click a link and it will open up a licensing portal. And you can enter your information, your business plan, what type of license you're looking for. And the board will review these. And honestly, we have a little bit of a backlog right now, but we're cranking through them. We've reviewed all of our kind of tier one cultivators, our outdoor cultivators. We have about 100 to 115 left before we kind of get through our backlog, though.
We have Vermont's Cannabis Control Board Chair James Pepper on the line with us for the next couple minutes. If you have questions for him, give us a call, 800-639-2211. We have David on the line in Jeffersonville. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's still a prohibition in Vermont, as far as I know, for outdoor consumption and consumption in public. And I'm wondering, do you have anything about on-premise consumption or other reactions to the dichotomy between the two?
James?
Yes, yes. Thank you for that question, because this is another one of those kind of contradictions in the law, which is, this is legal. It's legal to grow. It's legal to purchase. And yet it's illegal to consume anywhere except if you own a house. If you're in a car, it's illegal. If you're out in public, it's illegal. If you know, landlords can restrict your ability to consume or grow if you're leasing a place. So one of the recommendations that the board made to the legislature was to allow on-site consumption and also special event licensing. Like, you have kind of a cash bar at a wedding. Well, you could also conceive of a wedding where you might have a cash bar for cannabis consumption. So this is something that needs to be determined legislatively. It's currently prohibited by law to have these kind of on-site consumption lounges. But it is something that we're going to continue to push for. And honestly, I think the legislature, you know, they're moving slowly. They're moving conservatively in this space. We have transportation issues in Vermont. There's lots of kind of, you know, highway safety issues that need to be resolved before we can kind of just open the doors to on-site consumption. But we're starting to see it in other states, and I think Vermont will be this is in the future of Vermont's market.
I'm going to have to renew my vows. That sounds like a great idea for a wedding. Well, speaking of the outdoors, what's the update here on issuing licenses to outdoor growers? I know a lot of folks are kind of anxious right now to get approved so that they can harvest in time for a fall market.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, because the exciting news that we announced at our meeting yesterday is that our licensing staff has reviewed all of the outdoor applications for Tier 1 outdoor cultivators. We have 22, as of yesterday, 22 outdoor cultivator applications that are pending review. And so once we get through those, you know, the second we get through them and they kind of meet our minimum qualifications, we issue the license, you can start cultivating. And so, you know, we know that the kind of clock is ticking. We know that every day is now getting shorter. And these folks, if they want to participate, or they need to get their seeds in the ground immediately. So that's been a top priority for the board.
Well, let's go back to the phones with a call from Lisa in Shelburne. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi. I'm wondering whether having public access might impact the price on products for people who currently have a medical marijuana option.
Interesting. Yeah. James Pepper, do you think that the new retail or recreational cannabis marketplace is going to affect the prices of medical marijuana?
So this is something that the board takes very seriously. Obviously, the most vulnerable consumers are the people that participate in the medical program. And also, you know, we've seen in every other state that once a profit motive starts to sneak in, the people that may have been, you know, happy to supply product for medical patients, you know, shifts to the adult rec side. And so, you know, what we did in our rules, and I hate to get hyper technical here, is that we said if you are an existing medical dispensary, you need to keep, you know, enough supply on hand for 3 months for every patient. And so while the medical dispensaries, and there's five of them in the state, are permitted to, you know, access the adult recreational market, they, if they're going to do that, they need to kind of keep prices and services for their patients.
And we have time for one more call here. Let's go to Mary in Montpelier. What's your question, Mary?
Hi, quick one. If somebody is interested in making some sort of edible product, like, say, a brownie, is the health department involved in that decision? Do they have to inspect the kitchen facilities or that kind of stuff?
Great question. James?
Unfortunately, this is one of those areas where a lot of the kind of traditional rules, people can kind of say, no, we're not going to do that because of the federal status of cannabis. So the short answer is no, but the longer answer is that it's the board's responsibility, and we're going to use the exact same health regulations that the Department of Health uses to certify commercial kitchens for our kind of product manufacturer licensees.
Now, James, kind of big overarching question for you here. Will we have enough supply to meet demand on October 1st when this marketplace kicks off?
The answer is no. I hate to say that, but really it's true of every state because, because of the status of cannabis federally, the entirety of the supply chain has to be built in Vermont, and that's from seed to sale, including testing and product manufacturing. You know, we can ask people to kind of plant their seed. We can issue licenses, but we can't control when they plant their seeds. And it's just going to take a little bit of time for this market to fully develop and mature. I can say that the very good news is I was looking at the number of licensees we have in our licensing queue, the kind of pending applications, and I just calculated how much canopy, total grow capacity that would equate to if we licensed all of those people. And we're in very good shape to kind of meet the demand, but it's not going to happen overnight.
And lastly, James, can you tell us a bit more about the manufacturing and wholesaling licenses that will become available tomorrow? Like, what kind of role are they going to play in the state's cannabis industry?
Yes, thank you for the question. Yeah, product manufacturers really are the people that, make the edibles, make the gummies. They can also make high THC concentrates, and they can make the kind of vape cartridges and things like that. Though we created three tiers of product manufacturers. One is kind of based upon a home food manufacturer, so it's a very low barrier to entryway for people to make a little bit of supplemental income, making maybe, brownies or something in their home bakery. We have a kind of tier two that is really more of the commercial kitchen, and then a tier three, which makes the kind of oils and tinctures and the things that require kind of solvents. Those tiers open up tomorrow, and we're hopeful that, we've pre-qualified, I think, 30 product manufacturers. So we hope to have a fair number of people kind of jump in at that tier. And then we also have wholesalers opening as well tomorrow.
And then quickly, James, when this marketplace kicks off in October, what's the first place you're going to be visiting?
we have some places here in Montpelier. That's where I'm from. And just love to, see how successful that they're going to be. I hope that there aren't lines around the block. That's kind of been the hallmark of many other states, but we did allow online ordering so people can kind of hopefully check out what's available before they actually kind of wait in a line for an hour. It'll be an exciting, it's a really exciting moment in Vermont. This is something that's 10, 20, 50 years in the making if you think about when the war on drugs was first declared by the federal government, and here we are on the precipice.
James Pepper is the chair of Vermont's Cannabis Control Board. James, I'm sure we'll have you or someone else with the control board back on the show sometime in September before this marketplace opens. But thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.